If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to the one listener that is still listening to Clear Out West Radio Show.
That's right.
I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, darn right. You bet. Let's have some more music, shall
we?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Guy who used to be our friend before this show, John Chandler, is riding along with us. Bug Guts on the Windshield.
Well, Shirley smiled so sweetly when I pulled in off the road. 6 days on old I-80, hauling heavy loads. She brought me a martini, dressed in a skimpy negligee. Sat on my lap and whispered someone else's name. Well, I quickly said, excuse me.
Quick thinking.
But I'm not called Ramon. And by the way, who bit your neck? It ain't that new cologne. Well, she swore she'd never been to town. And she was shocked at my suggestion. But when I saw our Cadillac, I succumbed to indigestion. Yeah, she said that she'd be faithful, that she'd never go to town. But them bug guts on the windshield, them bug guts let her down. Yeah, she had roadkill on the fender, bottles in the trunk, cactus in the white walls, the whole car smelled like a skunk. Well, she went rolling across the prairie in that Eldorado coupe, drinking champagne from the bottle with Ramon in my best suit. And oh, Butch, last I heard, she dumped Ramon.
I saw that coming.
She ran off with two ranch hands, the fat guy from the circus, and a mariachi band. Yeah, she said that she'd been faithful, she'd never been to town. But them bug guts on the windshield, them bug guts let her down. Them old bug guts on the windshield, them bug guts let her down. Down, down.
Feel the love.
Oh, yeah. Bug guts let her down.
Yeah.
There you go. Good stuff there. And a mariachi band.
Yeah. To go.
Yeah. Pearl clutchers.
Oh, dear.
Double fisted. Yeah.
Well, all right. How many times did you clutch your pearls when your children started talking?
Oh, my goodness sakes. We had one in particular, Abby.
Bless her heart.
Oh, my goodness sakes. When she'd get up in church and start talking, you knew there were some closet skeletons coming out. Holy moly.
Yeah. Well, and kind of a deadpan.
Yeah. Oh,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no expression on her face at all, just completely deadpan delivery. Yeah.
Love that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Love
man.
That
oh, man.
Girl.
I hope she has a child just like
she
her. That's
will.
All I'm right. She will. There's no
she
doubt
will.
About it.
Yeah.
But you did. When
well,
your kids started talking, you...
Little Sam was, what, 3 years old?
Oh, my goodness
old?
Sakes, yeah.
He's a storyteller to begin with.
From
right?
day one.
From day one.
Yeah, right.
Well, we were over visiting the grandparents. And he was right around 3 or maybe 4, somewhere in there.
Sure.
And we... we get pulled up there and get everything unloaded, and we're sitting in the front room of visiting and checking in on everybody, how everybody's doing. And Sam says, Grandma,
yeah,
you want to see my pecker? Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Did he have a woodpecker?
No, he pulled up his pant leg and showed her where the rooster pecked him on the leg.
Oh, man. Oh, Pearl Sam, Clutcher. Sam. Holy cow. Was this our parents?
Yes.
I bet Dad was dying.
He died.
I bet he did.
About a rare back, full belly laugh.
Belly laugh. Oh, my gracious sakes. That is funny. I haven't heard that story.
You haven't?
That's a new one to me.
Oh, yeah. The rooster pecked him right on the leg.
Show everybody.
Well, and then there was his speech impediment for a long time.
Well, that got him in trouble, and it didn't even mean to.
No, that's right.
It sounded like he was saying something, and he wasn't.
It wasn't the same.
It was just...
Well, he had a hard time with the Fs.
Yeah.
and big old Tiger Jaskolski pulled his hat off his head and threw it on his head.
Right.
And Sam looked at him and says, don't shit you.
Yeah, don't shit you. Fit you. That don't fit you. Yeah, right.
And Tiger says, I heard what he said.
I heard him.
What he said.
Well, you know, there's folks out there in cow radio land right now clutching their pearls.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, kids. Oh, my goodness sakes.
What a laugh. Oh, what a joy.
And Tiger loved it.
Oh, and
he would laugh. And, yeah, anyway.
Well,
yeah.
And his poor teachers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes. Yep. Oh, yeah. True story. Yep. Yeah. True story.
All true stories. Absolutely.
Well, one year we gave Margo a book for her birthday.
That's
of
right.
Poems Margo hates. Yeah. I put a little clasp and lock on it, too. And, and it was all outhouse poems and potty humor.
Of course.
With offerings from us, from Pat Richardson, from D.W. Grothy.
Right.
And even a few poems in there that she just could not stand from other folks. But anyway,
anyway. Pearl Clutchers, right?
Pearl Clutchers.
Yeah. I wonder how Margot's doing. Have you heard from her in a while?
I do. I hear from her periodically. I send her pictures of grandkids.
Awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What a great idea.
Know, only so many people can stand to, can stand grandkid pictures.
Have you seen my grandkids?
Have you seen the pictures of my grandkids?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's like my barber.
Yeah.
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 The same barber as R.W.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
in Elko.
Me and R.W. have the same barber. Yeah.
The only time you've ever got your hair cut. And you didn't use the Flobee?
I didn't use the Flobee.
Good deal. Yeah. We better have a little cow poetry.
What you got?
Little contents under pressure. Bud was your typical procrastinator. Not known for his punctual demeanor. Branding seasons always came late as the grass was turning greener. This always guaranteed big calves. Well, that came to us as no surprise, but what hit us like an angry wife were yearling bulls of ample size. I got a few to castrate, boys. Bud chortled his devious delight. Don't worry, I got her all figured out. Well, that phrase froze us in fright. We knew the dangers were real, leaving scars that would never mend, like swimming nude with snapping turtles. We'd come out short in the end. Let's run 'em through the chute, boys. You push 'em, and I'll give 'em a squeeze. And it was there we sandwiched the first young bull like a grilled ham and cheese. And with knife in hand, and brain in pants, still grasping his last beer, Bud jumped into the alley behind, quickly made the bull a steer. Well, we were bewildered and befuddled, and Bud sported a cheese-eating grin as big as a wave on a slop bucket, and bade us turn the next one in. Well, still smiling and bragging on himself, ready for the next surgical meeting, it didn't occur to him to think of what the bovine had been eating. Fresh, green grass. Well, with the skill of a neurosurgeon, Bud stuck his old timer in the bowl, processed rumen, contents gurgled. I mean, this young sire was full. A supersonic boom was heard. The contents evacuated so fast, and Bud's ears got windburned from the forced fecal blast. His smile was more of a grimace now, like looking at a green picket fence. It clung to his mustache in an oatmeal consistency, and hence Bud began to dry heave from the retching rumen gases as the recycled meadow grass slowly oozed behind his glasses. Well, not a single word was uttered as Bud stumbled back to the yard. We had missed our chance to harass him, mostly because we were laughing so hard. So Cousin Rudy swears that is a true story.
That's a true story.
And we didn't give anybody's name. There you go. So let's have a little.
So Rudy's still saying.
Let's have a little Dick's pick,
oh,
shall we?
Oh, man. Good heaven.
Who's singing?
Homer Jethro.
What are they singing?
Making an Ape.
Very nice.
Our brood sow is 4 years old. A very smart little hog. She's made us a real fine house pet, better than any dog. And she's so smart we have to spell words we don't want her to guess, like H-A-M and S-P-A-R-E-R-I-B-S.
We're a-havin'
B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G's for breakfast today. And that's her U-N-C-L-E sizzling on my breakfast tray. We're careful not to use L-A-R-D in our recipes, but we can't stop eating B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G. Watch her smile, romance has found her. Yesterday she fell plumb in love with a F-O-O-T-B-A-double-L. But look, she's a-huggin' it so hard that all the air's coming out. And I can't bear to see them tears a-drippin' down her snout.
We're a-havin' B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G's for breakfast today. And that's her U-N-C-L-E sizzling on my breakfast tray. We're careful not to use L-A-R-D in our recipes, but we can't stop eating B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there.
What'd I tell you?
B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G's. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Wait, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial, but when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2024 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, October 11th and 12th. Registration opens Friday, October 11th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, October 12th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony October 11th and 12th at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.